Three success strategies for bidding on tax liens. If you're a new tax lien investor, the time comes when you find a property lien that you're interested in buying. You've read Tax Lien Riches, done all your research, and submitted all the appropriate forms. The only thing left to do is attend the auction and win that investment. Here are three success strategies for bidding on tax liens. If the auction is your first one, these will be particularly helpful for you. If followed, these tips may prevent you from losing the lien. Hang back, jump in! Newcomers to tax lien bidding are well advised to spend time watching and listening. You'll be able to acquaint yourself with the procedure used by the county you're in and align yourself with the tempo of the competing bidders. Typically, there isn't a second to lose in the fast-paced world of tax lien bidding. Hesitation in placing your bid can lose the lien for you. So sit out for a bit and observe. Then, matching the pace of your competitors, start bidding in a loud, clear voice. Time to go. Stay put. It stands to reason that at a day-long auction, many of the bidders will leave for a lunch break, and some will leave before the auction is over. It's precisely those times that add opportunity for you if you are one of those who stays. There's less competition as there are fewer people in attendance. Take advantage of this strategy to make more money. Size does matter. Many times you find large financial institutions among your competitors. If you have a chance to bid against them, one word of advice, don't. With millions of dollars at their disposal, you will not make much profit if you manage to win a bid. They don't need to make a large margin, but making as much profit as possible should be one of your goals. There are more bidding strategies, and I would really suggest that you read Tax Lien Riches from TaxLienInvestingGuide.com to learn the rest of them. But these are important ones that can assist you a great deal with your tax lien bidding. Oh, one other final piece of advice that I can offer is stick to the smaller counties. This is especially good during your learning curve. Often, there are fewer attendees and not enough liens to attract the big banking institutions. I wish you the very best of luck as you continue to travel a profitable road. I hope that these three success strategies for bidding on tax liens will help you on that journey.